This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
The second hour of the Cincinnati Enquirer on Fridays is brought to you through generous underwriting from PNC Foundation.
This is Kathy Reisner, and I am here to bring you the Friday edition of the Cincinnati Enquirer. I'm going to read you some TV listings, the obituaries, horoscopes and celebrity birthdays, advice columns, people news, and it's Friday, so we get the weekend section as well. Steve is out this morning, so it's just me. Welcome. For TV listings, we're going to start with NBC Channel 5 at 10 o'clock this morning. It's the Today Show. That's followed by Tamron Hall at 11 and News at noon. Access Hollywood comes on at 12:30. That's followed by NBC News Daily at 1 and Sherry Shepherd at 2. Jennifer Hudson comes on at 3. And then we get news from 4 to 7:30. At 7:30, Access Hollywood comes on again. That's followed by Password at 8 o'clock. Dateline NBC at 9. That takes us right up to 11 o'clock with local news. And at 11:30, The Tonight Show. On ABC Channel 9 this morning at 10 o'clock, Cincy Lifestyle, followed by Pawn Stars at 10:30. The View comes on at 11, and news is at noon. Good Morning America, Hour 3, begins at 1. That's followed by General Hospital at 2, and Kelly Clarkson at 3 o'clock. Then we get news from 4 to 7:30. At 7:30, FC Cincinnati. And at 8 o'clock, Jeopardy Masters. At 9 o'clock, 2020. That takes us to 11 o'clock with local news, followed by Jimmy Kimmel at 11:30. On CBS Channel 12 this morning, Let's Make a Deal. That's at 10 o'clock. Price is Right comes on at 11 and news at noon. The Young and the Restless is on at 12:30. That's followed by The Bold and the Beautiful at 1:30. The Talk is on at 2 o'clock. Dateline at 3. And again, news begins at 4 o'clock and takes us up to 7 o'clock when we have Inside Edition. Entertainment Tonight is on at 7:30. SWAT is on at 8. Fire Country at 9. Blue Bloods at 10. Local News at 11. And The Late Show at 11:30. On the Cincy W Channel 20, we have Weather at 10 o'clock and The Verdict at 10:30. Dr. Phil comes on at 11, followed by Judge Mathis at noon. Cutler's Court is at 1 o'clock, and The Verdict is on at 1:30. Equal Justice comes on at 2 o'clock, followed by Jerry Springer at 3 o'clock. Paternity Court is on at 4, and Justice for the People at 5. The Neighbors is on at 6. That's followed by Modern Family at 7. Penn and Teller comes on at 8 o'clock, and then we have at 9, 100 Days to Indy. The National Desk comes on at 10 o'clock, and that takes us right up until midnight. On Fox 19 this morning, we have news from 10 until noon. Then we have Investigative TV at noon, and Now in the Natty at 12:30. Drew Barrymore is on at 1 o'clock, Judge Judy at 2 o'clock. News begins at 3 on Fox 19, goes right up to 7 o'clock when we get Wheel of Fortune. Jeopardy comes on at 7:30. WWE Wrestling is on at 8 o'clock. That takes us to 10 o'clock when we go back to some news. And Friends comes on at 11:30. On public TV, Sesame Street is on at 10 o'clock. Work It Out Wombats at 10:30. Don Quixote is on at 11. And Peterrific and Pinkalicious is on at 11:30. Eleanor Wonders Why at 12. Nature Cat, 12:30. Curious George is on at 1, followed by Xavier Riddle at 1:30. Antiques Roadshow is on at 2. Cobra at 3 o'clock. History Detectives at 4. and Celebrity Antiques Road Trip at 5. BBC News begins at 6, The Day at 6:30, and the PBS NewsHour at 7 o'clock. Washington Week begins at 8, Firing Line is at 8:30. Hamlet 9/11 is on from 9 until 11. That's when Christine Amanpour and company come on, and that takes us right up to midnight. And on Channel 11, MyNet 64, Divorce Court is on at 10, followed by Judge Mathis at 11, Hot Bench at 12, and Pictionary at 1 o'clock. Carmo Brown is on at 2, Maury Povich is on at 3 o'clock, Steve Wilkos is on at 4. Person, Place, or Thing is on at 5. Family Feud is on from 5:30 until 7, when Big Bang Theory comes on, followed by Young Sheldon. Chicago PD is on at 8, again at 9, and we have news at 10 o'clock, with the Big Bang Theory coming on at 10:30, Young Sheldon at 11, and Two and a Half Men at 11:30. Well, now we're going to go to the obituaries. Today they begin with Connors, C-O-N-N-E-R-S. Carol A. Connors was 86 from Cincinnati. Gilligan Funeral Homes handling the arrangements. Linger, L-I-N-G-E-R. Robert W. Linger was 66 from Cincinnati. Radel Funeral Service Company in Delhi handling. Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. Timothy Mitchell was 73 from Cincinnati, and the Hodap Funeral Home is handling those arrangements. And Whalen, W-H-A-L-E-N. Tina Whalen was 77 from Fort Thomas, Kentucky, and the Dobling, Muhlenkamp, and Urschel Funeral Home is handling those arrangements. Well, we'll go straight on to the horoscopes, beginning with Aries. You're an Aries if you were born between March 21st and April 19th. Gift of gab, the moon's harmonious aspect to communication planet Mercury offers easygoing conversations and well-meaning gossip. Taurus, April 20th to May 20th. Organizing your thoughts. Get pent-up ideas out on paper or confide in an advisor. Gemini, May 21st to June 21st. Turned to for advice, others seek you out as a shoulder to cry on. Cancer, June 22nd to July 22nd. Key business conversations. Find the balance between professional and personal. Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd. Swapping sentiments. Today's harmonious connection between the moon and Mercury favors lighthearted discussions on beliefs and ideals. Virgo, August 23rd to September 22nd. Doing the necessary research, you're in the mood to dig deep. Knowledge is power. Libra, September 23rd to October 23rd. Are you on the same page? Swap stories and share sentiments with a partner. Scorpio, August 24th to November 21st. Giving or receiving advice? Insights are unlocked during conversations with coworkers. Sagittarius, November 22nd to December 21st. Sentimental conversations? You've been holding your feelings back. The moon's harmonious connection to chatty Mercury facilitates an honest heart-to-heart. Capricorn, December 22nd to January 19th. Problem solving? You instinctively engineer workarounds and course-correct frustrating issues. Aquarius, January 20th to February 18th. Getting creative? The moon's harmonious connection to Mercury is perfect for play and flexing your imaginative muscles. And finally, Pisces. You're a Pisces if you were born between February 19th and March 20th. Asked for advice? Chosen family or friends need your feedback. And now we're going to go to celebrity birthdays to see who is celebrating a birthday on this Friday, May 10th. Singer-musician Donovan turns 78. Singer-guitarist Dave Mason of Traffic is 78. Fashion designer Muccia Prada is 75. Sportscaster Chris Berman is 69. Astronaut Ellen Ochoa is 66. Actor Victoria Rowell is 65. Singer Bono of U2 is 64. Playwright Susan Laurie Parks is 61. Model Linda Evangelista is 59. Rapper Young MC is 57. Actor-comedian Kenan Thompson is 46. And actor Lane Weber is 24. Well, now we'll go on to advice columns with Ask Carolyn. Today's column is titled, In-laws stalk live stream for couples' attendance at church. Hi, Carolyn. Our church started streaming its services online during the pandemic, and this continues today. My in-laws often watch the services together. They live far away, belong to their own church, and attend services there regularly. The problem is they make snarky comments if they don't see us on the video. Quote, I see somebody slept in today, or, ah, you missed church again. They've even set an alarm on their phone to go off when our services start. It's super annoying and downright stalkerish to me. My spouse thinks they are just doing old people stuff, and it's harmless. But I think they clearly have no boundaries if they scold their adult kid for missing services. I haven't said anything to the in-laws, and in parentheses, yet, but I feel like I will blow up the next time. Help. Signed, stalked. And Carolyn's response, a planet where this is just old people stuff is not one I want to live on. Wow. Plus, your spouse sounds ageist as stuff, not to mention as adept at boundaries as one would expect with those parents. Plus, say nothing, say nothing, say nothing, say nothing. Blow up is not much of an improvement. The boundary problem is the eye-popper here, but it's also the easier one to fix. Discuss this as a couple, decide on your boundaries, then hold them. To get there, though, you need to fix your communication problems, which are harder because you're breaking your own bad habits versus just boxing out someone else's. Start with your spouse, whose harmless diagnosis may be accurate, and in parentheses, I disagree, but still doesn't confer any obligation onto you. You find it intrusive, and you have agency. So take the time to figure out your position, then have the courage to articulate it. For example, I find it intrusive. I am not okay with it. Then figure out what you are willing and not willing to do about it. Do you want to tell your in-laws once that you find their behavior intrusive, infantilizing, and inappropriate, and will no longer respond to comments on your church attendance? Do you want to go non-responsive to their comments without explanation? Do you want to identify a pew that's outside the camera's range? Then tell your in-laws that hereafter you will never sit anywhere in the church but that pew, so their live stream will yield them nothing but the excellent service. Do you want to dig deeper for their purpose and redirect? They may, for example, be absolute crap at finding ways to connect with you. And this is their sad answer for that. Then articulate that to your spouse, come to an agreement. It can be a joint decision to respond a certain way. Then communicate with your in-laws in the manner of your choosing that you will not tolerate trespassing into your business, whether you do this by standing up for yourself, letting their comments hit a wall, blocking their view, redirecting to ask what they thought of the sermon, or whatever else suits you. You can email Carolyn at tellme@washpost.com. Now we're going to go to What to Watch, content by TV Weekly. Number one on this list, Living with Leopards. This close-up and personal nature documentary follows two leopard cubs as they make their journey from infancy to adulthood, and that's on Netflix. The Ultimatum South Africa, also on Netflix, and this is a new series. In this spin-off of the Ultimatum reality series, a six-way partner swap sparks wild attractions and tearful betrayals, and participants choose whom to love or leave. And Doctor Who on Disney Plus, available beginning at 7 p.m. today, and this is a season premiere. The 15th Doctor, played by Nkuti Gatwa, and Ruby Sunday, played by Millie Gibson, who were introduced in last December's special The Church on Ruby Road, also available today, along with new episodes Space Babies and Devil's Cord, pick up their adventures traveling across time and space in the TARDIS and explore the groovy 1960s, England's Regency era, war-torn futures, and more. Along the way, they encounter incredible friends and dangerous foes, including a terrifying boogeyman and the Doctor's most powerful enemy yet. Guest stars in the series include Indira Varma, Callie Cook, Anita Dobson, and others. New episodes drop on Friday. SWAT on CBS at 8 o'clock. Violent eco-terrorists abduct the teenage son of an energy company executive, sending SWAT on a mission to untangle the kidnapper's twisted motives before attempting a high-stakes rescue. BMF on Stars at 8 o'clock, and this is a season finale. The drama following Demetrius Big Meech and Terry Southwest T. Flannery, Demetrius Lemeech Flannery Jr. and Da Vinci, as they grow their criminal empire, concludes season 3. Next, we have Fire Country on CBS at 9 o'clock. The heroes of Station 42 and Three Rock struggle with difficult decisions as they battle a dangerous fire in the new episode, No Future, No Consequences. Then we have Cesar Millan, Better Human, Better Dog on Nat Geo at 9 o'clock. Cesar carries on with his red zone rehab of Ricky and Bronny, two violent super mutt brothers with a long history of attacking each other. With their latest bloody fight happening in front of Cesar, he's taken them back to the ranch for further calm surrender work. However, as the rehab progresses, Cesar realizes that the pet parents are the greatest challenge of the pack. And finally, Blue Bloods on CBS at 10 o'clock. In the new episode, Two of a Kind, Danny, played by Donnie Wahlberg, gets involved when Sean, played by Andrew Terrasiano, becomes the latest victim in a series of robberies on campus. Well, now we're going to go to People News. Steve Albini, musician and Nirvana producer, dies at 61. Steve Albini, the musician and well-regarded recording engineer behind work from Nirvana, the Pixies, the Breeders, Jimmy Page, and Robert Plant, among hundreds of others, died May 7th. He was 61. His death from a heart attack was confirmed by Taylor Hales of Electrical Audio, the Chicago studio Albini founded in the mid-90s. Albini, who was also a musician in punk rock bands Big Black and Shellac, was a noted critic of the industry in which he worked, often offering withering commentary about the artists who hired him. He referred to Nirvana as, quote, an unremarkable version of the Seattle sound, but accepted the job to produce the band's 1993 album In Utero. Nirvana singer Kurt Cobain said at the time that he liked Albini's technique of capturing the natural sound in a recording room for an element of rawness. Other albums featuring Albini as recording engineer include The Pixies' Surfer Rosa, The Stooges' The Weirdness, Robbie Fulk's Country Love Songs, and Plant and Page's Walking into Clarksdale. And next we have Spanish court dismisses second tax case against singer Shakira. A Spanish court on Thursday dismissed a tax investigation against Colombian pop star Shakira after the offices of the prosecutor and state attorney opted not to bring charges against the singer. Shakira, who last year reached a settlement to avoid a trial in Barcelona over charges she failed to pay 14.5 million euros, which translates to $15.7 million, in Spanish income tax, between 2012 and 2014, had a second investigation pending for alleged fraud on income and tax wealth in 2018. The court in the northeast town of Esplugiu de Llobregat, near Barcelona, said there was no evidence to prove a complaint raised by a prosecutor that Shakira, quote, consciously and voluntarily omitted information and documentation in preparing her personal income tax and income returns in 2018. And finally, this last story, Peter Weir to receive Venice Career Prize. Peter Weir, the Australian director of Dead Poets Society and The Truman Show, will be honored for his career at this year's Venice Film Festival, organizers said on Thursday. Weir, 79, had his international breakthrough with the 1975 art house classic Picnic at Hanging Rock, moving on to work in Hollywood in the 1980s. His other notable films include 1985's Witness, starring Harrison Ford, and the seafaring epic Master and Commander from 2013, with fellow Australian Russell Crowe in the lead role. Well, as I said, today is Friday, so we go to the weekend section. And the cover story is a story about the current show at the Playhouse in the Park called Viet Gone. Ask Americans about the Vietnam War, and you'll get a variety of responses. Those under 30 may glaze over a bit. After all, the war ended more than two decades before they were born. It's ancient history to them. But the older the person you ask, the more detailed and visceral the response is likely to be. They'll conjure up memories of political and social chaos, a time that rivaled the present day for divisiveness and anger. When playwright Ke Nguyen set out to write a play about the era, though, he called on a very different set of emotions. Certainly, conflict and all manner of moral dilemmas are part of Viet Cong, as his play is called. But this is not a chest-thumping political diatribe. Rather, as Nguyen explains in the opening scene, Viet Gan is a story about falling in love, and it's currently playing at the Playhouse in the Park, Rosenthal Shelter House Theater, through June 2nd. I wanted to tell my parents' story, said Nguyen in a recent conversation. But I wanted to tell it in a way I would tell it. So what does that mean exactly? What is his way? To Nguyen, the Vietnam War, the American War to Vietnamese, is the stuff of family lore. His parents came of age during the war and were evacuated to the United States as Saigon fell into the hands of hostile North Vietnamese forces. But they didn't know one another until they crossed paths in 1975 at a refugee settlement facility in Fort Chaffee, Arkansas. Nguyen was born a year later. He's 47 now and raised in El Dorado, Arkansas, a town of 17,000 people in southernmost Arkansas, just 15 miles from the Louisiana border. Though he was thoroughly immersed in Vietnamese culture, he is in every way the all-American kid. He's become the all-American success story as well. He's one of those rare writers whose work you may have actually heard of. He writes for the Disney Company. He co-wrote the screenplay for Raya and the Last Dragon, and wrote and directed Strange World. He shared a Daytime Emmy for his work on PBS's Peg Plus Cat. But don't be misled by that mainstream bio. He has a slightly anarchic side, too. He's the co-founder of the Vampire Cowboys, a noted off-Broadway theater company he and a friend began in 2000 when they were graduate students at Ohio University. The last line of the group's mission statement is, "To be a theater that is soaked in the cultural bloodstream of the now." If that line didn't raise your eyebrows, skim through the titles of the plays Nguyen's written, and you may get a better idea. Alice in Slasherland, Living Dead in Denmark, Aliens vs. Cheerleaders, and his hip-hop musical, Krunk Fu Battle Battle. I guess you'd say that even though I'm working for Disney, I have an indie spirit, he said. And Viet Gan is chock full of Nguyen's more mischievous and impudent sides. The dialogue is filled with sexual banter, and the language is often coarse. But there is nothing mean-spirited about any of it. Indeed, there is so much action on the stage that the five-person cast feels like it has pulled us into the vortex of a three-ring circus. At one moment, we find ourselves racing across the country on a, quote, rusted-out death bike, meeting weed-puffing flower children and racist bikers. Moments later, Nguyen's characters become hip-hoppers and b-boys. There's disco, too, and ghostly nightmares. And, well, it takes everything you have to keep up with the delightfully frantic pace of the play. Talking to Nguyen is a similar experience. It's a little like fast-forwarding through an audio file. He has so much to say and not nearly enough time to get it all out. You don't really have a chance to react before he's raced off in another direction. His play is like that too. Hilarious, profound, absurd, and sometimes tear-jerking. That might all happen in the space of 2 minutes. At Nguyen's request, the production was directed by Playhouse Associate Artistic Director Joni Schultz. She came to Cincinnati in 2021. The same year that Nguyen's wife, Abby Marcus, became the Playhouse's managing director. He was impressed with the work Schultz did on directing the theater's 2022 production of Frida, a Self-Portrait. And besides, Schultz has roots in the same sort of daredevil theater he does. "I'm honored to be doing it," said Schultz earlier this year. "It's a family story, a personal story. So I wanted to do it really well." When he was young, Nguyen was surrounded with the Vietnamese language. He picked up English so slowly that a counselor recommended the family stop speaking Vietnamese to him. That did not work for his grandmother, though. "She was in her 80s and didn't speak a lick of English," said Nguyen. "So whenever I had a chance, I spoke with her in Vietnamese. So she started telling me stories. When she left Vietnam, she left in such a hurry that the only things of value she could bring with her were her stories. If I can't give them to you, what are they for?" she told me. Nguyen's father had hopes that his son would grow up to become an engineer. "But my parents had no idea that my grandma had basically turned me into an artist," said Nguyen. "Being the oldest son, I would be the one responsible for telling their stories. I never forgot that. It's a responsibility I honor." Okay, now we're going to move on to top 15 things to do on Mother's Day weekend. There's so much happening this weekend that it really ought to be a crime. Whether you're looking for indoor or outdoor stuff, the list is stacked. You'll find everything from food festivals to highbrow artsy events, as well as plenty of kid-friendly fun. It's also Mother's Day weekend, so you'll find a number of events with her in mind. Number one, Cincinnati Tattoo Arts Festival. Whether you're considering a new tattoo or just looking for inspiration, this is the place to be this weekend. You'll find more than 250 of the world's best tattoo artists here, including featured tattoo artists Jack Hatchett, Becky Wilson, Harley Rose, Alexis Haskett, and Marissa Ray Matthews. Meet artists from various seasons of Ink Master and Black Ink, and be sure to check out the shows from Cenobite Suspension, Alakazam the Human Knot, America's Got Talent stars Captain and Maybelle, The Amazing Angel, Verona Fink, and Magic Brian. In addition, there will be numerous vendors of everything from industrial supplies to clothing, artwork, and jewelry. There are also daily tattoo competitions for you to show off your body's artwork. It runs from 2 to 11 p.m. on Friday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday at the Duke Energy Convention Center, 525 Elm Street downtown. Runs May 10th through the 12th. It's $40 for a 3-day pass, $20 daily. And you can get information at villainarts.com. Number two, Smoke on the River Barbecue Fest. Don't miss out on the opportunity to enjoy barbecue offerings from some of the region's top pitmasters. You can sample juicy ribs, succulent chicken, tender brisket, and more. Plus, enjoy cold beverages, live music, and scenic views of the Cincinnati skyline. It runs from 5 to 11 p.m. Friday, noon to 11 p.m. Saturday, noon to 9 p.m. on Sunday at Covington Plaza, 144 Madison Avenue in Covington. Free admission, information at cincyfests.com. Number three, Cirque du Soleil, Corteo. A clown pictures his own funeral in a carnival-like atmosphere that includes 51 acrobats, musicians, singers, and actors from around the world. The family-friendly magic of Cirque du Soleil never disappoints. It's at 7:30 p.m. Thursday and Friday, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Saturday, and 1 p.m. Sunday at the Heritage Bank Center, 100 Broadway downtown. Information at heritagebankcenter.com. Number four, Lewis's Grand Finale. Expect moving music and memories celebrating the final performances of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra's beloved music director, Louis Langres, featuring highlights of their time together over the past 11 years. Grammy Award-winning soprano Latonya Moore joins the CSO for the world premiere of a new orchestra song cycle by Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Anthony Davis. It's at 7:30 Friday and Saturday and 2 p.m. on Sunday at Music Hall, 1241 Elm Street in Over the Rhine. Information at cincinnatisymphony.org. Number five, the Appalachian Festival. Celebrate the rich traditions, art, music, and culture of the Appalachian region this weekend as Coney Island transforms into an authentic mountain life village. See demonstrations of trades from the 1800s, including blacksmithing, mountain distilling, broom making, soap making, and spinning. There will be mountain music on three stages with local bluegrass bands, performances by cloggers and Native American dancers, a variety of local storytellers, authentic Appalachian food, and dozens of makers of unique handmade products. It runs from 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Saturday and 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday at Coney Island, 6201 Kellogg Avenue in Anderson Township. $15 general admission, $10 ages 65 and up, $5 for ages 5 through 17. Cash only, no credit cards. Information at appalachianfestival.com. www.cincinnatiballet.org. Number 6, Cincinnati Ballet Playlist. Cincinnati Ballet's 60th anniversary season concludes with this collection of 3 one-act productions by groundbreaking artists: Blake Works 2 by William Forsyth, Evermore by Dwight Roden, and a world premiere by Peter Chu. It's at 7:30 on Friday, 2 and 7:30 on Saturday, and 1 p.m. on Sunday at the Aronoff Center for the Arts, 650 Walnut Street downtown. Runs May 10th through 12th. Tickets are $29 and up, and you can get information at cincinnatiarts.org. Number 7, Butterflies in Space. Immerse yourself in a galactic landscape of blossoming plants and soaring butterflies at this year's Crohn's Butterfly Show. Inspired by the butterflies of the International Space Station in 2009, which successfully adapted to a zero-gravity environment. It runs from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily at the Crohn Conservatory, 1501 Eden Park Drive in Mount Adams. Runs May 11th through August 18th. It's $10, $7 if you're age 5 through 17, and free for ages 4 and under. You can get information at crohn.ticketspice.com. Number 8, the Duveneck Art Show. Baker Hunt Art and Cultural Center curates this special event, now in its 53rd year, which gives art lovers the opportunity to view and purchase works by regional artists. There will be food trucks on hand and live music to enjoy while browsing. It runs from noon to 5 p.m. on Saturday at George Rogers Clark Park, 100 Riverside Drive in Covington. Admission is free. You can get information at bakerhunt.org. Number 9, Unicorn World. There will be plenty of memory-making opportunities at this magical world filled with animatronic unicorns. Kids can meet life-size unicorns, explore the enchanted forest, dance in the play area, enjoy arts and crafts, and hear stories. Magic Pass activities include bounce houses, bubble houses, and unicorn rides. It runs from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Sunday at the Duke Energy Center, 525 Elm Street, downtown. It'll run you $29.95 per person. It's free if you're under the age of 2. Magic Pass is an additional $20. You can get information at theunicornworld.com. Number 10, Real Taco Fest. This street taco festival gives you the chance to try tacos from a number of great local restaurants and food trucks, plus beer and margaritas, all in one convenient location. Here's how it works. Buy an entry ticket for the session of your choice. Then, once inside, you can purchase food and drink tickets. One ticket equals one taco. There will also be family-friendly lawn games and music to enjoy. The menu focuses on street tacos, but there will also be premium options, side items, and desserts available. A portion of the proceeds benefits the nonprofit ION Center for Violence Prevention. It runs from noon to 4 and 5:30 to 9:30 on Saturday at Smale Riverfront Park, 100 West Maring Way downtown. Admission is $15, $10 in advance, free for ages 10 and under. Food/drink tickets are $4 each. Super taco packs include 11 food/drink tickets and cost $40. You can get information at realtacofest.com. Number 11, Wings and Wheels. Head to the Tri-State Warbird Museum for a morning of family fun. You can check out vintage aircraft and antique automobiles, amazing aerial demonstrations, and everyone aged 18 and up who pre-registers will be included in a raffle to win a ride in a Warbird. It runs from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday at the Tri-State Warbird Museum, 4021 Borman Drive in Batavia. $7 if you pre-register, $10 on the day. Kids enter free. Information at tri-statewarbirdmuseum.org. Number 12, Loveland Food Truck Rally. This family-friendly event highlights our region's robust food truck scene. You'll find 25 different food trucks on site, live music throughout the day, and a kids' area with inflatables, face painting, and other fun. Soft drinks and alcoholic beverages are also for sale, with all tips benefiting the Jack Quell Foundation. Feel free to bring along folding chairs, but coolers and outside food and beverages are not allowed. The Loveland Police Department will be accepting non-perishables for the Loveland Life Food Pantry and diaper donations for the Care Center. It runs from noon to 8 p.m. on Saturday at Shoppers Haven Plaza, 597 Loveland Madera Road in Loveland. Number 13, the Burlington Antique Show. If you've got a mom who loves antiques, consider making a day of the Burlington Antique Show. You can browse more than 200 dealers of antiques, vintage jewelry, primitives, garden, and architectural elements, mid-century collectibles, memorabilia, Americana, and retro vintage furniture. It runs from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday at the Boone County Fairgrounds, 5819 Idlewild Road in Burlington. $10 for early bird admission at 7 a.m., $5 general, free if you are age 12 and under. Information at burlingtonantiqueshow.com. Number 14, Clifton Home and Garden Tour. Tour a diverse sampling of historic and contemporary homes and gardens, as well as several businesses throughout this leafy neighborhood. Shuttles leave the CCAC and circulate on a continuous route between stops throughout the day. It runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center, 3412 Clifton Avenue in Clifton. Benefits the CCAC. It costs $35, and you can get information at the cliftonculturalarts.org. Number 15, Doug Benson. Commonwealth Sanctuary is bringing in a lot of great name big name acts, and this weekend it's funny man pot comic Doug Benson. The early show is a podcast taping of Doug Loves Movies. The evening show features his stand-up comedy. The early show is at 4:20. The evening show is at 7 p.m. on Saturday at Commonwealth Sanctuary, 522 Fifth Avenue in Dayton. Tickets are $25 to $30, and you can get information at commonwealthsanctuary.com. And we've got some honorable mentions under the heading of unique shopping. Find something special for mom at one of these great spots. The first one is the Off Market. Browse small businesses, artisans, brewers, bakers, farmers, and more. It runs 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday at Summit Park, 4335 Glendale Milford Road in Blue Ash, and it is free. Information at theoffmarket.org. Butler County Master Gardeners Plant Sale. Shop plants, shrubs, new and used gardening tools, decor, and more. Silent auction for exceptional plants and items. It's at 10 a.m. on Saturday at the Butler County OSU Extension, 1802 Princeton Road in Hamilton. Information at butleroSU.edu. Then we have, Spring Flea and Market. Vendors will be set up from East 6th to East 10th Street. It runs 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday on Monmouth Street in Newport, and it is free. Loveland Athletic Boosters Spring Arts and Crafts Show. Shop over 100 vendors, plus enjoy raffles, lunch, and fun. Runs 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday at the Loveland Primary School, 550 Loveland Madeira Road in Loveland. Information at lovelandathleticboosters.com. Then we have the Bubbles and Blossoms Market. Vendors showcase flowers and plants. It is 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday at Factory 52, 4590 Beach Street in Norwood. Information at facebook.com. And finally, Art on Vine. Shop local art and handcrafted goods. Runs from noon to 6 p.m. Sunday at Washington Park, 1230 Elm Street in Over the Rhine. You can get information at artonvinecincy.com. Okay, moving on. Here we go. Keith Pandolfi has a article here called "Go to Oakley, Try This Mortadella Sandwich, Thank Me Later." There's something reassuring about walking into The Wheel, a takeout spot and pop-up restaurant located in a residential neighborhood of Oakley. If you're Italian, like me, it might take you back to your grandmother's kitchen with its rustic wooden furniture and stacked cans of tomatoes. Then again, the framed Grateful Dead posters on the wall, and in parentheses, this place is named after a Dead song after all, might also remind you of that awesome college sandwich shop that you turn to for comfort after one too many keggers. Owner Chrissy Anatucci can often be found in a rear kitchen making red sauce classics like lasagna, cannelloni, and stuffed peppers, all of which are available for takeout. Many of her recipes come from relatives, including her late grandmother, Norma Anantucci, a local celebrity who hosted The Kitchen Show on Channel 9 in the 1950s. You can purchase a plastic comb binder book of Norma's recipes at The Wheel for $20. While Anantucci's recipes are steeped in tradition, she is a more classically trained chef than her grandmother was. A graduate of the French Culinary Institute in New York, she honed her skills at a lot of restaurants you've probably heard of before. Gramercy Tavern and Vong in Manhattan, Quince in San Francisco, and Jean Robert at Pigalle's here in town. She eventually moved back to her native Cincinnati from San Francisco, telling former Enquirer food critic Polly Campbell that the latter, quote, just didn't feel like home, and that I wanted to be around people who knew my grandmother. That last sentence knocked the wind out of me when I read it because it was so relatable. My father died in 1990, and part of the reason I moved back to Cincinnati after 20 years away was that I wanted to be around people who knew him too. On a recent Friday, I found myself craving something my father would have loved. Anantucci's, I've pronounced it three different ways now, and I apologize. Anantucci's Mortadella Focaccia Sandwich for $12. The focaccia bread she bakes is thick, airy, and squishy when you bite into it. The sandwich is slathered on one side with Dijon mustard aioli, and on the other with pepperonata, a traditional Italian side made with bell peppers, onion, and garlic, that are cooked down in olive oil until they're tangy and sweet. Those flavors help balance out the fatty mortadella and salty salami filling. A thick slice of provolone provides a subtle note of creaminess. This is not just a sandwich, though. It's a sandwich made by someone who cares, someone who is paying homage to a person with a time she still and a time she still longs for and wants to share with others. I should note that The Wheel recently cut back its hours. The takeout counter is only open from noon to 5 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, which is a shame, since it used to be open Tuesday through Saturday. And while I still haven't attended one myself, I encourage you to sign up for one of Antonucci's pop-up dinners, which are held in an adjacent dining room. Visit the Wheels website where you can subscribe to the email list and receive a schedule of available dates. The Wheel is located at 3805 Brotherton Road in Oakley. Their phone number is 513-271-0291, and you can get information at www.thewheeloakley.com. Okay, now we have a story here. Julia Fox is busy working and parenting, not dating. In a new series, USA Today's The Essentials, celebrities share what fuels their lives. Julia Fox was looking forward to Monday, not because of fashion's biggest night. The actress and model wasn't in attendance at this year's Met Gala. She was out of town filming Goat, a Jordan Peele-produced psychological thriller co-starring Marlon Wayans and Tyreek Withers. Instead, May 6th marked the premiere of OMG Fashion, Fox's new e-fashion competition. She hosts and executive produces the series, which combines elements of Chopped and Project Runway, as up-and-coming designers race against the clock using predetermined materials to create a new look for Fox. Each episode's winner receives a $10,000 prize and the honor of having Fox model their garment. The show's title was not her idea, however, she did conceptualize the design challenges. I know even if I wasn't into fashion, I would still want to see a bag of trash turned into like a couture runway outfit, Fox says. My dream is that people take the challenges and do them at home. And then instead of like buying clothes that aren't good for our environment, just upcycle the clothes they already have. While promoting her show at New York City's JW Marriott Essex House, Fox spills on her essentials to navigating a career, motherhood, and the fickle world of celebrity. Fox's OMG fashion essential for the red carpet is smoking. Fox needs stress relief when it comes to red carpet necessities. My vape, she responds before her eyes dart down to her trusty sidekick, which made it to this interview. I'm really into yogurt, vanilla, those are my flavors. Fox says she vapes to help with the anxiety of red carpets, which she doesn't feel when she's photographed on the street. It's a stressful situation. You're holding your breath because you don't want your nostrils to flare in the photo. You feel like you're going to die. It's just stressful, like you need your vape. You also have 100 photographers like, Julia, left, up, down, smile for us, she says, mimicking how those in the crazy camera pit typically will shout at their subjects. It's crazy. With Fox's more revealing ensembles, such as the metallic bra she showed off at Naomi Campbell's fashion show in September, or the strapless top and miniskirt adorned with watches she wore the following day, body oil is a must. If I have skin showing, I need to have my go oil because I like to look like I just stepped out of the shower, she reveals. Really shiny. For Fox, dating history is in the past. Fox rose to prominence for her role in the 2019 film Uncut Gems, starring alongside Adam Sandler. She also made headlines in her personal life, including the 2 months she spent in 2022 dating Ye, formerly known as Kanye West. But now, seemingly every headline about her is in regard to fashion. I'd like to keep it that way, Fox says of the news coverage. I'm not dating right now. I just don't have the bandwidth for it emotionally, physically, mentally. I'm just focusing on work. Also, I feel like with women in media, the moment they date someone, it's like that's who they become, like that person's girlfriend. I refuse to ever let that happen to me again because I'm so much more than that. And if that means I have to sacrifice ever falling in love again, I am so fine with that. Parenthood is Fox's focus. The actress shares son Valentino, 3, with ex Peter Artemyev. Fox says that her child provides all the love I need. If Valentino wasn't here, I wouldn't be saying that I'm not dating, she elaborates. I'd be like, call me, I'm single. Being a mother is the best. Nothing has ever fulfilled me as much as the love of my son and for my son. And here we go back on food and drink. We want to pour you a glass of Cincinnati's favorite beer. Hello, John Q. Beer Drinker. Do you have any plans on the night of Tuesday, May 21st? Perhaps after you cast your Kentucky primary vote, we'd love to pour you a nice tall glass of Cincinnati's favorite beer. Barleycorn's Brewhouse and the Cincinnati Enquirer are teaming up to host a wild party celebrating Crazy Norse, this year's Big Beer Bracket winner. And you're invited, even if you voted for the other guy. Witness the moment we haul the winner's trophy across the Ohio River for the first time ever. There will be t-shirt and koozie giveaways, specials on the winning brew lasting all night, and we hear they also have some other beers on the tap list you might want to try out. Come hungry because the kitchen is open till 10 p.m. Check out the menu at barleycornsbrewhouse.com/menu. So, we'll see you there. Here are all the deets in one pretty package. Where is Barleycorn's Brewhouse, 402 Licking Pike in Wilder, Kentucky? When? Tuesday, May 21st, 6 to 11 p.m. What? Specials on Crazy Norse all night. Giveaways, trophy presentations at 7 p.m. And why? Because beer is good. And I'm afraid that is all we have time for. We're about a minute short, but got nothing else here in the weekend section or anywhere else to read to you. So this is Kathy Raisner telling you I am going to sign off for the morning and wishing you a great weekend.